Stop touching that snooze button and lock in with the best morning show on planet Earth. Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines. You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show. Now live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
Great morning. It is Friday. Some people, I remember when Friday just represented payday, but people started getting paid on Thursday. People started getting direct deposits on Tuesday.
So, right.
I don't know if we can just say payday Friday.
You can't say payday Friday. No.
Okay.
People get chimed. Right. They get it on 2 days before they get paid.
Brother, you know it.
Yeah. Everybody so, different.
Welcome to Truth Be Told, the final episode of Truth Be Told.
That's crazy.
As we welcome in the 2025 lineup with what you've been hearing about, and of course you'll be hearing more about it throughout our show here today. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with MC
Dame Elsie in the building,
and of course Brother Jay English.
Come on, good morning.
I feel like I need a tag to my name, man. I'm gonna have to come through with that.
That's how I used to feel, because it was the legendary Homer and the legendary Bailey and
come on,
and, you
man.
Know, the iconic Telly.
You know,
and I didn't have nothing. So
brother,
I was like, y'all gonna call me something.
By the time they get to my name, I'm always feeling like, dang.
I've been there. I feel your pain. I've been sitting in that seat, literally.
I need to change chairs. Homer, I'm gonna have to do something. Next time I'm gonna have a name.
Right. Well, I mean, you do stand at the head of the congregation.
I do. I appreciate being able to do that as well.
So you the HOC.
I'm the HOC.
Yeah, head of congregation, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that's got the same ring to it, though, man.
I know. I just had to do something. Dame, help me.
I can't help you, because I've been in that seat, and I felt that pain. So I'm not even going to – there's no assistance I can give you.
Come on, man. I'm going to go ahead and come up with something myself. That's all right. I got something.
Yeah.
The deacon something.
No, I ain't going to claim that either.
Ricky Allen, what's going on with you?
Good morning. It is Friday.
What's the name you got that we could use for Jay English, man?
What name do I got for Jay English?
Oh, yeah, Lord. Yeah, he need a
HOC ain't one of them. That ain't gonna work.
Okay, so you thinking formerly House of Correction when I say
that? Absolutely.
No, I'm staying stay away from that one, too.
House of Correction, English, Jay
well,
English.
Well, it's not that. It's the Community Reintegration Center now.
So,
is that what
like,
it is?
Yeah. They'll be like, wait a minute, HOC.
It's always HOC to us.
What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pat. Just leave me with Jay English this morning. Y'all done gave me the HOC. Dame to call me a deacon. I'm good.
That's all I got to offer.
You're just Jay.
I'm going to roll
Jay.
With that right now.
Just Jay.
You know, deacon and we is got, an honorable position.
And we got Just Jay in the building.
I'm going to take that.
See what I'm saying? Just Jay.
Just Jay?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll think of something.
Why he get a ding? You know what? Y'all, it's Friday. Milwaukee, help me out over here.
We'll I don't agree better. With the HOC. I thought that was dangerous.
Yeah. Brandon trying to get me messed up when I leave him out of here. No, I'm good.
Are you representing the house?
No, sir.
Yeah. After what they're trying to do with the ICE detention center, you HOC too?
No, sir.
Man, I don't know. Intelligent community educator? Intelligent community education.
That ain't what they doing.
No.
That ain't what they own.
But Homer actually has a talent here of creating acronyms.
Thank you. Like, he's just spitting them out, too.
He's the acronym creator over here.
And he making it sound real good, too.
Right, that's his superpower, because he made that sound good. Like I want to be ICE.
Right.
No, I don't.
No, right. I don't either. You know what I'm saying? We already in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So we deal with enough ice, man. So how's the week been going for you? Brother Jay, what you say? Brother Jay.
Hey, my week has been good. My week has been good. My family is good. Everybody healthy. My daughter is talking. She's 7 years old. She's about to turn 8. February 14th. She a Valentine baby.
Okay.
Come on. So all my money going to be gone.
Yeah, I was going to say all your money going to be
brother,
gone.
Brother, I've been broke for 8 years. It's going to continue.
Yeah, absolutely. It only gets greater.
How many kids you got?
I got one. Because that one took all my money. And I said, I don't know if I should do this again.
I got four.
Oh, you broke, broke.
And you know when you say that, that's when you end up having another one.
All right, DJ Khaled.
Another one. That's true. That's how it go, too.
Right. Dame, how was your week, man?
My week was good. I've been up here a lot this week, and so my sleeping calendar schedule is off. But
it got you messed up. Huh?
It'll be back regular.
Okay. He said, you going to bed as soon as you leave here.
Man, no, I got to go work. But, you know, that's just throwing me off, too, having to go to the office and go and deal with people. Usually I work from home.
Yeah.
So then I just go home and get on the phone or check emails or whatever it is. But it's just me.
Right.
But you know when you go to the office.
Oh, no, it ain't just
you. It ain't just you no more. Yeah. You know, you got to.
It's a lot that goes along with
it. You got to say hello to people. And,
yeah, see, one of the offices, like, you can't get nothing done while you in the office?
No, it ain't like that. Okay. It has days like that, but, nah, it's not like that.
Okay.
It's just, you know. It's City Hall, so you got to be polite to people and stuff. You can't be.
He said you got to be.
Or in other words, you don't want to be polite.
Right, he said today ain't that day.
Today ain't it's Friday.
Don't stop at my desk.
You know, usually people on Friday be energetic because it's Friday.
Right,
Just got paid. We just discussed how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm a grumpy dude sometimes. And today might be grumpy day.
Okay.
So you already know.
I'm already know.
Do you ever have sleepy days?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you grumpy, you sleepy.
Man, I work. Let me tell you something. Look, I work three jobs. I work here. I work for the city. And then I do mentoring kids. And
Jamaican?
On days where all, exactly. See, you got to be old to understand that
That's
joke.
Right, that's right.
I say that joke to people and they look at me like, what? You being racist against Jamaicans or something? No, it's just from a living color. You don't know a living
That's right.
And then they don't know. And then they look at me like. You know, like I said something.
They're missing out. They don't know in living
right.
color.
I like Google that, fam. Anyway, so I do that. And so on days where all three of them are on the same day, that's rough. Because then I'm not getting home till 8 something.
Oh, yeah. That's you a know? Long day, bro.
That's a long day, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, at least you get home at 8. I get home at 3.
Well, in the morning?
3 in the morning. I'm a DJ.
Well, yeah.
You got to be back here morning. At 3 and a half more hours.
Come on, man.
You know,
y'all on that team, no sleep.
You don't know what sleep means,
right?
That's what that is.
That's what people always try to say about me, man. But you know, we get our sleep.
You know,
y'all no, powering down.
Blow really don't know what sleep is.
Really, bro?
Yeah, you know. Really? No, really? You don't.
Come on, man. Listen.
Nope. You don't.
A power nap, though.
Listen,
like
we are the power nap. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like when your body and your mind is accustomed to something mm-hmm. that you've just been doing. For over 30-something years, then, you know, to you, that power nap where sometimes it works for some people, it works great for us.
Man.
So we can take that power nap, man, and be so re-energized and recharged that you'll never know.
I'm happy for folks like you.
Yeah,
I can do it.
I can do that, though. I can do that. I'm one of
can
them.
You?
Yeah. I go to sleep anywhere.
My wife do that. She take, like, 20 minutes, and she feel good.
Yeah,
I need 2 hours.
Yeah.
If I take a nap. Don't wake me up for 2 hours. I'm gonna be like, damn, I'm gonna be grumpy. Yeah. I'm gonna be sleepy.
Now, I ain't gonna say I'm gonna be the best person after the power nap, but I'm gonna be able to function. I ain't gonna fall asleep leaning against the wall or nothing like that.
Yeah,
you know?
And I'm blessed to not end up being any of the above. Like, man, I'm talking about I'm at another event at 7 in the morning, and you know, if it's something that's at 7, I'm usually there by 6. If it's something at 8, you feel what I'm saying? I'm still
mastered
leaving out.
The craft.
I mastered the craft.
Yeah, you mastered the Homer craft. Got it down.
When you say 30 years, I mean, you mastered it at this point.
Absolutely.
I only been living for a little over 40, so the fact that you've been doing this for 30 years.
Over.
Come on, man.
Over. That's the blessed thing that, for me, it is a part of it. And having even a 7-day-a-week schedule.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So... it's just a part of your lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So,
I had a point where I was working 2 full-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, at first, the first couple of weeks that I did it, it was rough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then after that, it was...
Settled in.
It was nothing. You like you said, your body gets used to it. Your circadian rhythms.
There you go.
Get used to it.
Just adjust.
And you just adjust. And so I would get home. I would get off work at 4:45, 5 o'clock. Sleep for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Get up,
mm-hmm.
go to the other job, get home about 6 o'clock, sleep for about 3 hours,
yep.
wake up, do the other job. And that was my That was my routine from Monday through Thursday.
Right.
And that, and so you just get used to it.
Yep.
And, yeah. And you function.
I mastered the REM sleep in a power nap.
There you go.
You said you fall asleep and hit REM right as soon as your head hit the pillow.
Man, I'm
like that too. I'm right to REM. I'm like that too. As soon as I go to sleep, people that have seen me sleep be like, I don't understand how you go to sleep so fast.
Yeah.
Right. If I'm in that mode and I'm like, I got, you know, boom.
Your body well trained.
Right. Yeah. I had an MRI one time on my shoulder and I went to sleep. And the lady was like, I've never seen nobody go to sleep in there. I was in that mug.
You was in that in the quiet, in the peace. And
knocked out. And the nurse was like, I've never seen nobody do that before. That's amazing. And I was like, we done? I go back in there. You know?
Y'all want another one?
I was knocked out.
That's awesome.
Of course, this morning we have a few different topics that we're going to be talking about. One very interesting, Brother Jay. Brought up an interesting topic, which I think that we need to discuss. And what is that topic? So we can let them know that we'll be dealing with that and some other topics throughout this morning.
Sure. So we all got family, and sometimes family can be toxic. So we need to talk about how we can have healthy boundaries and how to obey them and keep them and try to keep folks from stealing your peace away from you.
Real talk. Also, of course, trans women cannot compete against women. That has been a hot button issue for some years now. And Dane, you know, we got to touch on that. We got to talk about that.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. That's real. And as a father of four daughters, I would, and one of them is an athlete that runs track, I would be, you know, like, if it was like, that's a trans guy out there running against her, I'd be like, what? Not that she couldn't beat him, but it's just the fact that, why are you here? You know what I mean? Why are you on this, you know, you're a man.
Right. Yep. And as we come back to get into that topic, it is nothing against, in my opinion, people who are living their life or their lifestyles the way they choose to be recognized. But again, if some people feel like, hey, this is not fair because of, I don't think that, because I think homophobia comes in a lot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, y'all just don't, you just don't. And it has nothing to do with
that's
that,
not the
in
problem.
My opinion. Again, your muscle mass is different. You can take all the hormones in the world, but you get what I'm saying? It's still going to create that unfair advantage.
It 100%.
It is what it is. The same reason that if you go to court with any domestic violence situation, you put your hands on a woman, you're a man. And be like, but she, you're a man.
But I identify as.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So, you ain't going to get no breaks there. You ain't going to get no love or sympathy. Also, the ICE, the ICE Detention Center, that is going to be moving right here in the heart of our city.
Yeah. No, no.
You know, so we got to definitely talk about that. And we want you to make sure that you talk to us as we are talking about that. We are about to get ready to take care of our first set of bills. And the phone number to call in and comment and give your thoughts and opinions and the Truth Talk text line is 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 101.7 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the new 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, if you're able, please help people affected by the California wildfires in 2025. You can donate at redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover.
This is Truth Be Told in the morning, of course, on the new 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue
in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with MC
Dame Elsie
and Brother
Jay English.
Brother Jay, what you say? Brother Jay, what you say?
Grand Verbalizer, what time is it?
Look. Well, actually, it's 7:16 a.m. Central Standard Time. Want to give a shout-out to Sussy C on the Truth YouTube page. And, of course, Dede Conley, said Homer Blow, and Damian Elsie, and your guest, Brother Jay, also a Grand Rising Truth Nation and staff, and all live chatters on that chat board. Venus Jones said she's like that, too, as far as the sleep, the power naps, Dame. Mm-hmm. Said 5 minutes after my head hits the pillow, I'm out like a light. Sister Lorena Star Marie, great morning to you. Great morning to you. So hashtag that part. You can stream us live and watch us on YouTube or Twitter at 101.7 The Truth. And, of course, the talk text line, 833-212-1017. So if you'd like to join in on the conversation and the topics this morning, please make sure you hit us up. Make sure you hit us up. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. We are going to dive into the trans women cannot compete against women, which has been serious topic for a while now. And now we're talking about people are trying to put in place bans to enforce it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to listen to a portion of this clip, and we want you to, you know, to kind of bring you into the fold for those who may not be aware of the conversations and even the political side of it that they are trying to bring in. So, Ricky, if you can hit that clip.
And from nature that men are men and women are women and men cannot become women. It's sad that we have to say that. It's a matter of biology. It's how we're made. And if we try to ignore that or to undo it, we do so at our peril and to the detriment of our daughters. Across the country, female athletes like Riley Gaines and Paula Scanlon and Peyton McNabb have had to compete head-to-head against biological men. It's just not right. Around the world, it's estimated that more than 700 female athletes have been displaced by males in their women's sporting events. And that has resulted in more than 1,000 estimated medals, records, and scholarships intended for women going to men. My own daughters competed in sports as they were growing up, and I can only imagine the anger I would feel as a dad if they had their trophies stolen from them.
All right. That gives us the gist of where we're going. Brother Jay English, what is your thoughts when it comes to this subject of trans women cannot compete against women?
I'm in agreement with it. I mean, I don't want to see my daughter competing against somebody that was a young man. In my mind, still is, from a biological standpoint. There is a difference in how our bodies are made. There's a difference in the physical mass, the muscle mass, and all of that makes a difference. So if she's competing against what is a man, for me personally, I feel like if the trans world wants to compete, I've got zero issue with that. Then we need to do the same thing that we've done for the men and the women. Let's create a league that allows you to compete against others that are in your same boat. And that, to me, makes that a fair thing. That's my opinion on that. I think that we need to go that route.
MC Damian Elsie, what is your thoughts as it relates to that particular subject, man?
I agree with my brother Jay. I think when you talk about trans, it's a touchy subject because you want to respect their ability to choose who they want to be. But when you're talking about athleticism and you're talking about sports, that's something different. Mm-hmm. That is where, like Brother Jay was saying, you're talking about the physical makeup of one person as opposed to another person. Now, a broken clock is right, you know, twice a day, and the Republicans may be right on this issue right here. But later on, they go on and they start talking all the political stuff. But I don't want to. I agree with the premise of that a transgender person shouldn't be competing
in a sport against that other person, especially when it's men going to women, right?
Absolutely.
But I don't agree with what they were saying in the beginning of that clip, like, you know, because men are men and women are women. Okay, now you're stepping, you're using this to try to prove a point with something else. Let's stick to the sports. If we stick it to the sports, yes, I don't want to see a person that used to be a man boxing a woman. Yeah. That's just not right to
100%.
Me.
Yeah, we've seen the devastation of that in boxing.
That's just not right to me. That doesn't, and not that a woman can't beat up a man or can't defend herself against a man, but in that instance, that's just not right. If you're talking about this person is a top-notch athlete, this other person is a top-notch athlete in their own respect, it's going to be difficult for that woman to compete. And Serena Williams has even said that, you know, like, you know, I'm a top-notch woman athlete, but I can't compete with Pete Sampras in them, and I just can't do that.
Yes.
And that's real. So,
we've seen some things in the past where we've had athletes who were men that moved into the women's field, and maybe you was 300th on the list in the men's world, but now you winning championships over here in this world. The genetic makeup is so different.
Yep,
that it is not fair. It's not an equal playing field, and it's not just about, hey, I'm outworking you, or I'm lifting more weights than you, or I'm training harder than you. Like, it takes a lot of that out.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Remember, we want to hear from you, 833-212-1017, 833-212-1017. We want to get your thoughts on this particular topic slash subject, because, again, it's a slippery slope for some people, but I ditto the sentiments of both of you, MC Dame LZ, and of course you, Brother Jay, for the same reasons. You know what I'm saying? For the same reasons that you have both brought up, and I just think that you are, you know, just crossing certain lines, you feel what I'm saying, and creating some unfairness.
Yeah.
I have no problem, again, as I said, as we teased on this particular topic, of people being who they are, you know, if this is who you are. So I don't have any issue with that. But again, when we start knowing that there are physical differences, natural physical differences, and I don't think taking hormones will change that.
No, it's not. It's because your cell makeup as a man is different. Your ability to get stronger, your ability to get faster is something in your cell makeup that makes you. That's just how it is.
That's just what it is.
That's just the biology of it. Now, I'm not going to say that every man, that every transgender that goes and competes in women's sports is now a star athlete, because no, some of them still get whooped and some of them still lose.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm saying. It's not a knock on women that they can't compete with men across the board.
Absolutely.
But it's just the fact that if you're putting a top-notch athlete, you know, if LeBron James decided he wanted to be LeBrona, you know, that's funny, but if he decided he wanted to be LeBrona and be in the WNBA, he's going to be what's going to happen?
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be unstoppable, right?
Yes.
So you can't say it doesn't matter. It does. But in most cases, those transgender people that are crossing over, sometimes, you know, not all of them are becoming champions. Some of them getting whooped and getting beat on the track, or getting beat wrestling, or getting beat in other sports. But it's just the fact that they're out there. And they shouldn't, because athletes and sports has historically been a level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And as black people, we understand that, because we have always thought of during discriminating times and during times of unrest for racial issues in America, sports was the even keel. It was, if I can prove myself on this gridiron, Jim Brown, if I can, Jesse Owens. Yeah. And, you know, it's always been, if you've got it, you got it. And if you don't, you don't.
That's right.
It doesn't matter. So if you're talking about transgender, you got too much right now to be on this court with this woman, or to be on this track with these other women. And like Jay was saying, okay, you want to compete in sports. Well, then start. Y'all need let's start a league for transgender women to play.
Because I believe competition is needed. I think that's a big part, even for like high school and everything else. It's some of these social skills and things that get added by playing sports, being on teams, getting coached, being forced to do stuff you don't want to do. Like, these are all life lessons that people need. But again, if we want to even play in field, and I agree with Dame, sports is about here are the rules. Here's how we play. Mm-hmm. Whoever is better at doing this within these boundaries, you win.
Yeah.
Yep. But if I'm adding additional stuff, to me, when we look at this and we talk about PEDs and all these other stuff that has given you an unfair advantage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I struggle to see what the difference is. As a man, if I change my name and say I'm going to come in here and compete against women, I have an unfair advantage in that realm.
Absolutely.
In the sports field.
Venus Jones said on the YouTube page, Truth YouTube page, separate leagues just to keep everything fair. Dee Dee Conley said, very good topic. I don't care how you slice it, that it's wrong. So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. Of course, you are listening to Truth Be Told on Truth 101.7 FM. You can call in and join in this conversation. Stream us live. You can call in at 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 101.7 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on The Truth, on the new Truth 101.7.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Welcome back, 101.7 The Truth Nation. Truth Nation, get your tickets now for our first annual Truth Community Awards on Friday, February 28th, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Visit 1017thetruth.com to purchase your tickets today. They are only $25, which includes heavy appetizers, a drink, and a great time hanging out with our Truth family. Don't wait. You do not want to miss out on the best community awards event of the year. Visit 101.7thetruth.com to buy your tickets to our first annual Truth Community Awards at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 28th, starting at 5 p.m. And somebody tell me what heavy appetizers.
Brother, I got hooked on the heavy
appetizers.
I want one of that.
Whoever wrote this just made that up. That's a new term. I've been to a lot of functions, and I've never heard heavy appetizers. Ricky, have you ever heard heavy appetizers before?
No, I haven't.
You're a DJ. Homer, have you ever heard heavy appetizers before at a function?
No, but I've seen them.
You've seen them.
You ate them. I need to know what that is.
So it's an actual thing. They just made it a name.
Like, sometimes when we hear about appetizers, it's like the little cheese and the crackers.
Yeah.
But then when it's the heavy appetizers, there could be some wings. There could be some chicken wraps.
Got you.
So it's food that you would eat.
Shrimp. Yeah, you
can
say
it's heavy appetizer, and that's a meal.
That's real food.
Well, that's why it's called heavy appetizers. So it ain't just the little, oh, would you like this little piece of brisk bread and with a little dip on the top?
Okay.
So you get what I'm saying? It's more than that.
So it's basically being properly worded.
It is, absolutely.
So we commend. You might have some shrimp. You get what I'm saying? Where you got the little toothpick and So
we commend whoever wrote this on creating a phrase that actually describes.
Yeah, like you might have
what they're offering.
You might have some sliders. You get what I'm saying?
That's
those
real.
It was either Ben or Kyle that wrote this. And 9 out of 10, it was Kyle.
There you go.
Kyle, create new words. So like I say, some places when you have appetizers, you ain't going to see no sliders.
Right.
You're not going to see no drummies. You're not going to see some of those things that you end up getting. Be like, okay, I'm with this.
So they said you can come here and get full. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm going to get a plate now.
Absolutely. Right, so you're going to have a plate. And you're going to have other, you know, it's going to be like the a little buffet, mini egg but they're going to be carrying it
that's
around.
That's right. Right, absolutely. Go. Like the little mini egg rolls, yeah. the veggie ones, as well as some that may have meat. Yeah. And you get to ask them when they say, would you like some of this? And you'd be like, well, what is that? Oh, well, this is a veggie egg roll. You know what I'm saying? Right. And you get to dip it in the sauce. There you go. So, okay. Yeah, that's heavy appetizers,
so
man.
Come
I'm
get
aware.
Your heavy appetizer on February 28th.
This is Truth Be Told on the new 101.7. The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow, along with MC
Dame Elsie
and Pastor J.
Come on, I got
Pastor
it.
Pastor J.
We in there.
That part, man.
There we go.
We
during
in
the
there.
Break, we determined we came and we had a powwow, and after the powwow, Pastor J was like, I'm Pastor J.
I'm going to own it.
And that sticks
man.
Right there.
Come on.
I'm going to own it, man.
That's it.
Pastor
that's
J.
What everybody else call me back home, so call me that here,
there
too.
There you go. All right, you are who you are.
That's it.
Absolutely. We are talking about the trans women cannot compete against women, and there's actually a motion to ban it. And so we're going to go to the Truth Lines. Remember, you can call in at 833-212-1017. We're going to the Truth Lines with Marlon. Marlon, great morning. Welcome to Truth Be Told. You got a question or a comment, and what's your opinion on this topic?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. So I always want to ask, does it matter what level that we're talking about, girls competing against boys? Because that does make a difference, I think, at least for me a little bit. And the way that our society is set up is we have co-ed leagues, you know what I mean? So if we don't want men competing against women, whether it's transgender or nothing, we need to completely stop it. Or what about those sports in high school where girls are able to compete with boys because they don't have the opportunity? Now, I have seen this actually happen. I'm a track and field official, and a couple years ago at the Division II National Championship track and field level, there was a transgender woman who competed in the hurdles. Now, she was blowing everybody out in the prelims. Now, when they got to the finals, everybody's like, oh, she's about to win. She ended up taking fourth or fifth because there were just other better athletes.
Right.
You know, and we're talking about less than 1%. We're talking about less than 1%. If we're talking about scholarships, that, you know, scholarship for high school students, that is not, if you're a big dog, you are a big dog, right? If you know what you're doing, they're going to figure out where you are. They're going to get you. Mm. Now, I don't condone like boxing. I don't condone like world records and stuff like that. But up until that point, I think there's a lot of things. And the NCAA has done a lot of scientific requirements about this and has put out requirements for transgender people to be able to compete. And the other thing we don't talk about is what about the girls going to transgender girls who transition to men, and now they're playing that sport. So, you know, it's very lopsided. So if we're gonna do it, let's do it all the way across the board, and let's talk about all of it, not just one side.
All right. Thank you for your call, Marlon. We appreciate that. But and I think that's where we were going, basically, with our opinions on it. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Because, again, you don't get to, quote unquote, discriminate now because, oh, well, it's boxing. You feel what I'm saying? That's going to create a whole nother war.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Marlon,
and we'd be like,
he was absolutely right.
Well, it's just this or it's just that. So the lopsidedness is part of where the debate and controversy.
Yeah, he was
in.
Absolutely right in his assessment of it. In that, on that level, on that high school level, if you, it's kind of, because it's like you said, it's less than 1%. So that, like I was alluding to, is that some of these times they get out on these tracks and they get out on the court or whatever, and they get housed by the women. You know what I'm saying? But once you reach those upper levels, once you reach those college levels, those D1 levels and things like that, where you're talking about top-notch athletes and this, that, and the other, because whether you're a man or you're a woman, you get to that D1 level, you're a top-notch athlete, and you start comparing those athletes, that's different. But on a high school level, and that's what this bill is covering.
Uh-huh.
So Marlon is right. So this bill that the Republicans are offering is covering high school, because what they want to do is, because of Title IX, certain schools, you have to provide funds for women and men sports and young men and young women sports, and Title IX provides funding to these schools. And really what the Republicans are doing here is using an issue that most of America would be like, of course, why women shouldn't, you know, transgender men shouldn't compete against women. Of course, you know, and they're using that issue to try to find a way to take funds away from some of these public schools and these other schools mm-hmm. that receive public funding or receive federal dollars. And it's just another way for Republicans to strip money from the schools that already aren't getting enough money, you know. And that's how I feel about it. Because like Marlon was saying, it's really less than 1% mm-hmm. of the population that competes in high school sports is going to be transgender. So how many people is this bill really affecting? Mm-hmm. It's just a bill in theory. It's mm-hmm. not a bill in action. So it creates this domino effect that goes down to the school boards that forces them to have to say, okay, now we're going to ban transgenders and we're going to cause this whole issue. When it's really like, how many transgender athletes are in NPS right now, do you think? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely
not
sure.
If somebody knows that answer, give us a call or send us a text or something. But I would like to know how many transgender. I bet you it's like less than 2, maybe.
So what is the solution, basically, if we were the ones to create? So, Pastor Jay, what is the solution before we take our next break?
Sure. I still think you have to look at a separate league. Now, to Dame's point, if we're talking about less than 1%, how do you really justify trying to create that? That puts a wrench in that plan. I think that you have the opportunity with all sports. I grew up playing sports. You can have co-ed leagues, and there are those that are available. And I think if you sign up for a co-ed league, you know that at any point anybody can come in there and play, and I'm cool with that. My issue still comes back to if we're saying this is a men's league, this is a women's league, this is a boys' league, this is a girls' league, I think that's who should be competing in those sports in those areas. That's who I'm signing up my kids to play against. That's who I'm signing up to play against. But again, like, I love bowling. There are plenty of bowling leagues that are co-ed. Mm-hmm. No problem, no issue. But if you don't want to be in a co-ed bowling league, you can go over here and bowl in the all-men's one. You can go over here and there's a women's one.
Yeah,
those are my solutions to that.
All right. We got to get ready to take care of some more bills. I also want to remind you that the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of the Milwaukee Panthers basketball. The Milwaukee Panthers continue their home stand tonight as they welcome the Horizon League Conference foe, the Youngstown State Penguins. Scott Juarez has the coverage tonight starting at 6:30 p.m. on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. We'll be back with more. Call in and talk with us on the talk text line at 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 101.7 The Truth. We'll have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome back, Truth Nation, the home of Milwaukee. Black Talk is raising the bar. Yeah. Tap into the truth on Monday, January 20th, for the debut of our new shows. Get your drop of juice every morning on Jammin' with Juice with Carrie and Ben from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then, from noon to 1 p.m., you can tune into the debut of Truth to Power with my guy, Kyle Wallace. Jammin' with Juice and Truth to Power will be bringing energy, entertainment, and their authentic truths from a millennial perspective. So don't miss the highly anticipated debut of Jammin' with Juice in the morning with Benjamin and Carrie Noni and Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on Monday, January 20th at 7 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The next generation has arrived.
We're black. This is the Truth Be Told show. It's the final countdown. Final countdown on the new 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with MC
Dame Elsie. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, I was going to say
you MC might. Dame Elsie.
And Pastor Jay, what you say?
Hey, it's a good morning here.
Absolutely, absolutely. As we get ready to kind of wrap up on this, if you have questions or comments as we kind of talk about the trans women cannot compete against women, and what's your thoughts? Is a ban what is needed, or just some separate leagues? What's your thoughts on that? If you have some thoughts and comments, please hit us up on the Truth Lines or the Truth Talking Text Lines, 833-212-1017. Because we'll also be coming back to talk about the toxic family situation. How do you, you know, separate the two? Mm-hmm. I deal with tough love. I'm a master. I think I've mastered tough love. So even if they are immediate family members, you know, I kind of find a way to just like, you know what we not gonna do. Mm-hmm. But again, I think the dialogue that we've been able to have as we talk about this and being able to hear the different perspectives, and a lot of us, I think, are really kind of coming to the same thing. But I think the separate leagues is really an ideal way. And I'm talking about across the board, because, again, we can't say like, OK, well, for the youth, it's OK. But then now if it talks about world championships and scholarships and things, then it ain't fair, because it's either going to work or it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we have to accept, that, you know, we don't get to just dissect it and say, OK, oh, yeah, all the way up into here. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. But now, no, it's out of here.
Yeah, you got to do that. But, you know, right now, I how can I put it? Like if you know the story of Caitlin Clark, up until she was 12,
uh-huh,
all she did was play against boys.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a point where we're talking about your physical makeup changes, you know, where you can compete against boys because y'all all are basically the same. Y'all just children at that point. But when you become a teenager, now you're changing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like me and my sister would tussle. We'd fight. But then I went through puberty,
yeah,
and then we had a fight, and my dad's like, "Oh,
yeah, it's changed.
It's, you can't do that no more, you know." And so and in life, that's how it is. And it, what I was saying in the break about, like my daughter runs track, and they have like when somebody's in a wheelchair, they have a special wheelchair for him, and it's under the speed wheelchair. But he'll go around the track by himself, and what he's doing is he's not competing against the other runners, he's competing against other people in wheelchair times.
Absolutely.
Across the country,
yeah,
or across, yeah, the state,
mm-hmm,
that are doing that. So unless there's enough of a transgenders in your district to fill teams, maybe you can fill one team and y'all play against other districts for like basketball or something like that. But in those single sports where, mm-hmm, where it's just track, or whether it's golf, or whether it's swimming or something, yeah, like that,
yeah,
where,
mm-hmm,
you're out there with them, but your time is being used to set you in a place against other transgender across the state and across the, yeah, nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do, especially because this is typically talking about high school. So that's what I would do. Your time, yeah, is not, you're not competing, and you can't be in wrestling. You can't be in basketball. You can't be in these other sports, because wrestling is a physical sport. Basketball is a team sport. You won't have enough people to fill for that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
football, you can't, you know, you can play. Well, women, if they want to play football, I had a girl on my football team. So, but I feel what they're saying, it's got to be across the, yeah, board, you know. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, yeah. Somebody was saying, like, you know, this other stuff. This is being politicized now. So, again,
along with
whether
everything,
you think it won't affect you or it's, yeah, not conversations that need to be held, it absolutely does, because your voice matters. Your thoughts and opinions matter. So we have to end up finding out,
you know, what's the vibe? It's no different than with the election season. Who you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who represents your best interest? There may be a lot of people out there, but then you have to say, well, you know what? I identify and I can relate to this particular candidate or that particular candidate. And when we start taking away those choices and saying that, it don't mean nothing, it don't matter, this, that, and the other, I think that you are missing the point. You're missing the point because our voices have to be heard.
Yeah.
We have too many different things that are going on, and we know that they're not fair and balanced. And just to say, well, you know, we just ain't going to talk about it. We ain't going to deal with it. We got to deal with it. We got to. It's serious. But speaking of serious as well, we got to talk about the fact that the family situation, and we talk about the family is broken. I hear it all the time. And how do we deal with and keep the family together? And some people in the family ain't right. And some people in the family have kept the family divided. So speak on this topic that we'll be dealing with next hour, Pastor Jay, and why it's important that we have these conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that everybody has family, and sometimes you run into family members that really don't have your best intentions at heart. They're really not considering what is for your best. And they are saying and doing things that are actually causing you distress, that are causing you harm, that actually is abusive. But because it's family, we allow it to continue. Because it's family, we feel, or they feel like they're obligated to continue treating you a certain way or speaking to you a certain way. And for me, there is a need for healthy boundaries. And there's a difference now, because I'm not talking about the family that just keeps it real with you. And you know they love you. You know they are doing for you. They are taking care of you. And they want to bring you truth and help you live your life in the best way possible. I'm speaking of family that is showing narcissistic tendencies. I'm speaking of family that is physically, verbally, or mentally abusive. And there has to be a place where you draw some lines and are able to say, here are my boundaries. You cannot cross these lines, or I will have to remove myself from the conversation, from the house, from this part of the family, whatever that is, because my obligation is to take care of me and my family.
Dane, what's your thoughts on that as we dive into it more after the next break? But what is your thoughts on that?
My thought is that, you know, protect your peace. Like my sweatshirt says, my daughter made this sweatshirt, protect your peace. Whatever you got to do to protect your peace. And whether it's family, whether it's a close friend, whether it's a dog, whether it's a cat, if they messing with your peace, then you have to separate yourself from that, because that's where we are right now. And if you can go to them and you can tell them, look, this is what I'm expecting. This is how I'm expecting to be treated. This is how I want you to treat me. This is how you should expect me to treat you. And if they continue on and doing whatever they're doing, then you have that right to be like, okay, we have to separate. And people try to manipulate and do things. And be like, but we family. You my brother. You my, you know, this, that, and the other. Like, I don't have those issues with my sister, but it's like, I know people that have those issues. So if you do, you have that right to be like, all right, you over here, I'm over there, until you decide you're going to treat me in a manner that I'm expecting to be treated. And that's cool. You have that right. We're in a different time now where it's not like you don't need the family to tend the farm. You don't need the family to run the business. I'm real. You know, because that's back in the day. People had a bunch of kids and family tend the farm, all of this. You're not giving up on your family if you leave town and like, I can't deal with y'all. That's not I can still talk to you. We got cell phones now.
That's right.
We got social media. I can still keep up with you and you can keep up with me, but we don't have to be in contact with each other until that time comes about where we treating each other right.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we get into the topic more on the other side in the 8 o'clock hour, I want to transcend that even deeper, because it also, in my opinion, can transcend to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have a more degree of difficulty in enacting that tough love when it comes to their children. And I think that is something that I'm not willing to allow my household to be destroyed because there's somebody that doesn't want to fit into the program. So we'll be talking about that on the other side of 8 a.m. this morning. Remember, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, you can hit us up at 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the new 1017 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.